Cake wars indeed. Going to talk cakes and the wars of the cakes. Like the wars of the roses, Ben, but not with roses, with cake. What's the plural of cake?
Cakes.
Is it cake? Is it cakes? Let's ask the merry men. What do you think, guys? I think it's cake, cake, cake. That's right. Welcome to the Shindig Breakfast Show. We haven't got any cake. What we have got, Ben, is plenty of questions for you, my friend.
Yes.
We've got some attitude. We've got some interviews. We've got maybe a little bit of music because you've got a pick of the week.
I have.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one expected that, Ben.
No one's expecting you the pick of the week's from as well.
It's not from someone controversial, is it, Ben?
No.
It's not like, you know, Right Said Fred.
No, it's nothing.
Alicia's Attic,
nothing weird, but it is a
blast. Is it ELO?
It's a blast from the past.
We're going to play Guess Who It Is, Ben. We're going to play that little game. We're going to have an NFL review. Ben's going to tell us what's coming up on Saturday. It's been a lovely, it's been surprisingly warm and then quite quickly cold. Quite suddenly, right, now it's too cold.
Of course, the Evening News were using it as an opportunity for a bit of Daily Express clickbait this week, suggesting it might be snowing soon.
Snowing. Mm. Well, it's the time of season, Ben. It's the time of the year for it to start snowing because we're getting to Christmas time. Heard the first mention of it today. Someone said, well, it's nearly Christmas.
I was in the shop where they're playing Christmas music today.
Shut your face.
Sainsbury's Fallowfield. Genuine.
What were they playing? Like carols or classic Christmas pop?
It was carols.
God. Ironically? Or?
No.
Were they laughing?
No, genuinely meaning it.
Ding dong merrily. Come on, everybody. Get out of your breakfast seats. Put your Cheerios down. Actually, Cheerios is a good thing to be eating during this music because it's cheery. What would be a sad breakfast cereal, Ben?
Bran flakes? Old Bran.
Why?
Well, because you're only eating it for one reason. You're constipated.
Yeah, now got it. We got it. Everybody got it, Ben. You don't need to worry about that, my friend.
I feel so sad and bunged up.
I must fade this out at some point because that's actually 5.5 minutes of that, and I don't think I normally get that far.
I don't normally
get that far.
Right, so it is Saturday morning, and it's FC Live. This afternoon, it's FC United of Manchester against Kidderminster Harriers.
It's not.
It is. And we have got an interview with Neil Reynolds. A lot of you will have already heard this interview from Thursday evening. But it was a few people said, I've listened to it twice. I've listened to it three times. I'm motivated again. It was a very good interview, to be fair. Not just from the interviewer, of course.
Who's that?
That was me.
Well, don't say it like that then. Don't say, not just. I mean, that... like the worst possible thing you could have said for yourself. It sounded terrible, Ben.
So the big breaking news 2 days ago was the appointment of FC United's new permanent manager, Mr. Neil Reynolds.
Neil Reynolds, Ben.
As in Bert.
Reynolds is a difficult word for you to get around in the same way that Rutherford is a bit of a challenge for you. Well, Reynolds isn't terrible for you. It doesn't sound like it's particularly bad. But when you listen, say it again.
Reynolds.
It's not great, is it? It's got a slight Reynolds about it.
Reynolds.
Reynolds. You're giving it a little bit of Rodney.
Reynolds.
There it is. It's exactly what I'm talking about. His name is Neil Reynolds.
Neil Reynolds.
Reynolds. It's cute, really, Ben. It's a delightful thing to hear. So Neil Reynolds has come in.
Yep.
Let me ask you this, Ben.
Okay.
Who the hell is Neil Reynolds?
Well, Marv, without a Wikipedia page being open, he hasn't actually got a Wikipedia page.
That's a shame, isn't it?
He's come from Bamber Bridge, who are one step below FC United currently. Where, I say currently because we might be in the same league next year. Hey-o!
Yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying reading the sports report every week at the moment. Going, well, following that defeat again for FC United.
Well, I don't think it's going to get any better today, if we're being honest.
Right.
But more on that in a second.
Cheery new. Cheery
so note. Neil Reynolds was the manager.
Here's my question.
At
Bamber Bridge?
Yes.
Geographically, where is Bamber Bridge?
It's just south of Preston.
Okay, so he's not had to relocate.
No.
To come here. He's not had to move his family like a Premier League footballer would, Ben.
No.
Not even considering them.
No.
Do we know what kind of a... Is he a family man? Do we know? You know, let's do like a loose women's style interrogation of this situation. What do we know about him? What are his politics? What are his beliefs?
I don't know his politics. I know he's a headmaster.
So he's a disciplinarian, you might say. Mm. What's his footballing credentials, Ben?
He played football.
I played football.
And he's been manager at Bamber Bridge for the past 2.5 years, I think, roughly. His first bit of silverware was in the MPL League Cup, which he beat Grantham, who were a division above at the time.
With Bamber Bridge.
With Bamber Bridge. And then the following season, after we interviewed him after that cup final, me and Swamper, and he said, what's your plan for next season? He said, promotion. And he got him promoted, which was pretty impressive considering he was in that league. So he got him promoted, the mid-table, all credit to him as well. He's not actually managing FC today. He's actually managing Bamber Bridge for the final time.
Right, okay.
So he wants to say one last goodbye before he leaves.
Well, it's a decent thing to do, to give him as much time as possible.
Yeah, which does leave us in a bit of an awkward situation.
Why?
Because David Chadwick is on holiday.
Oh, that's a
shame. A pre-booked holiday. So we're travelling down to...
We're not going to Swampy, are we? Are we at that point yet?
One club official did actually ask me and Swampy if we'd be interested. Tongue-in-cheek, but I kind of half thought he was...
You know, those are the kind of questions where they're tongue-in-cheek, and I believe you.
Yeah.
They're worth calling out and going, yep, all right. We'll do it and commentate.
I took it as like a Jono and Bernard situation at Chester where I said, well, I can't do it without Swampy, and Swampy's not here, he's in Belgium, so I'm going to have to turn you down. I'm sorry about that.
Mm.
I can play, though.
I would have done it with you.
Mm?
I would have done it with you, mate.
I can't. I
offer. I'd have been good. They wouldn't know me these days. I'd be able to come in as a fresh face and go, all right, lads. I'm not having any of this. All right. We've been losing too many games. All right. I saw us win. It was a good goal. Good goal, mate. All right. Let's get out of there and score some points.
So we've got a bit of a problem tomorrow. We're recording this on Thursday, I should say. Got a bit of a problem on Saturday in the fact that we haven't got a management team.
Mm.
I think Tom and Jack are taking it on.
Mm.
We've got numerous injuries,
mm.
numerous suspensions,
mm.
and we're going down to a full-time team
mm.
at their gaff called Kidderminster Harriers. This is going to be one of those sports reports, Marv, I think, which you're going to really enjoy recording on Sunday night. I'm debating, and I'm discussing it with Swamper, whether we should approach the commentary as if it was the Manchester Premier Cup, because it's like, this is going to be one of those afternoons. You know, and you can just feel it in your water.
How long is the trip?
About 3 hours.
It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
On the way there, it's all right.
On the way there, it's almost like going to your execution, I'd imagine.
In a little bit of way, Ben, but there's still that, you know, with an execution, you don't have that slight vain hope. You know, with an execution, it's going to happen. Right, with this, you've still got that slight edge of excitement about it's a game of football. You like going away.
I do like football.
You enjoy it.
I love Kidderminster Harriers. Yeah. They do amazing chicken curry and rice in a tray for £4.
You have a lovely day.
Pre-Brexit prices, Mav.
On the way back, Ben, that's the challenge if we do lose. That's the challenge right there. Do they play a film these days?
No, they keep it very professional nowadays.
Talk about something else.
Like?
I don't know.
We could talk about the chicken curry ad.
You could talk about Strictly.
We'll talk about Strictly later,
Mav. You could
Mav.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
You could talk about anything, Ben.
You know what I might just do? I might just put my headphones on and blast a load of music out.
Yeah.
It might make the trip back a lot smoother.
I do not understand people that do not get what you're doing when you do that. I know people that when I just want a bit of quiet time, put headphones in, put some music on, they still go, no. Can you not? And it's nothing. It's not important, Ben.
Swampy does that.
Swampy.
I'll sit there, and Swampy will be watching something on his iPad, and I'll go, you know what? I'm going to watch something. I'm going to watch Sherlock Holmes on YouTube. I'm going to watch ice hockey on YouTube. I'm going to watch something on the iPlayer. I'm going to watch The Bodyguard or something like that. 5 minutes in, I guarantee Swampy will have done what he's doing and then start to open a conversation with me. Like, no, Swampy, I'm watching this now.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. Anyway, let me ask you this. Here's a question for you. What have you been doing this week?
Well, Mav, this week I have been mostly visiting non-league grounds.
Oh.
And rugby grounds.
Oh.
On Saturday, I went to Broadhurst Park for FC United against Darlington, where I witnessed two more players getting sent off in a red shirt, one of which was rather comical, Mav, in the fact that...
Tell me more, Ben.
It was his second yellow card. The goalkeeper rolled the ball into him, and he got a booking for it. His second yellow and off.
Clever,
he's like, this
clever play
is
by
ridiculous.
The keeper. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was FC United on Saturday. On Sunday, the women's team was postponed due to excess water on the pitch.
Hey-o.
And I decided to go to Swinton against Workington in the playoff final in rugby league.
The playoff final?
Yeah, it's a long story. It was a game that wasn't
scheduled. Not interested.
And that was good. I interviewed a load of people and...
That was good!
It was good! And it was a good game of rugby as well. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
How much did it cost to go? Not to you, I mean to a normal person.
£15.
£15. So much better than the NFL in this country. Good God, have you seen those prices?
How much?
I considered buying a ticket to go down and watch it go to London. It's well over £100 in a normal seat.
But Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it? Sold out.
It's madness.
It is madness.
How are there that many people that can afford it in this country, Ben?
The best thing about going to the Swinton Lions, Marv, to watch rugby is if you get a press pass, you're treated to a bit of corporate hospitality.
Oh.
Guess what chocolate bar they give you?
A Twix.
Marv, it's Swinton Lions.
A Mars bar?
Lions.
Maltesers, Ben? Is it Maltesers?
They give you a lion bar, Marv.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah.
Are they still a little bit... Did it snap or did it bend?
It was fine. After that, Marv, on Tuesday night, I went to Hyde United against South Shields at Ewan Fields. Bit awkward, Marv, because obviously Hyde United have just riposted FC United and gone, you're not having our manager. No! So I had to wear a hat and keep a low profile. You missed that. You're off, haven't you?
What did I miss?
Yeah.
No, I got it. Yeah. I could hear it fine.
No, you've missed me doing it, though, haven't you?
Oh, have I literally physically missed you?
Yeah, just at that moment, at the end of the song.
Yeah.
You missed it.
It's been all right, I suppose.
Marv, I've got a quick question for you, which needs answering in less than 2 minutes.
How's your week been?
My week's been all right. Thanks, Ben. It's been all right. I've been doing a lot of swimming recently. Got back into swimming at the East Manchester Leisure Centre. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see me with my top off, in my trunks, head to the East Manchester Leisure Centre. On most nights of the week, Ben, I've been trying to go as many as I can. For example, Ben, this is my first... Well, it's a rest day, basically, Ben. It's called a rest day, I've learned. I've been 5 nights in a row, and this is my rest day, Ben. My swimming's getting a lot better. I realised...
Which one do you prefer? Are you a freestyle kind of guy? You
just definitely
make it
freestyle
as you go along?
Yeah, no. I mean, I stick to either... What I do is 4 breaststroke lengths, 4 front crawl, 4 breaststroke, so on and so forth. Get to 40, come
butterfly,
on.
Butterfly, Marv?
No, I can't...
Can you do the old...
No, I'm not a butterfly.
Wiggle
no,
body thing?
I've just started getting to the point where my muscles are actually starting to develop a little bit now, so I can actually move myself through the water, as opposed to just generally lying in the water... Just flapping around. Oh, if I actually move my arms in a proper...
If you could describe yourself as any animal, what animal would it be?
Yeah, it's a mermaid. It's definitely a mermaid. Also, in the last week, Ben, I had the delightful opportunity to take a day off work and go to York, Ben.
Oh, I love
work
York.
Work and York, spelt similarly, but they don't rhyme. That's why I nearly struggle. Work and York doesn't work, does it? That also works. So, York's lovely, Ben. I mean,
it is.
Had a good walk around
the
walls.
The Minster?
Had a look at the Minster. Yeah, didn't go inside. No, I did pop inside. They were charging £12.50 to go further inside. I went, I've seen it. I don't need to go.
It's quite reasonable compared to NFL prices.
I mean, anything, Ben, practically, except for the cost of a Mercedes-Benz is quite worth it when you compare it to NFL. But yeah, York was lovely. Went to a market there, the Shambles. Shambles Market, Ben. Sat in a seat, got moved on. Couldn't sit there. Turns out it wasn't just free seating. Didn't have quite the hippie atmosphere I expected.
Did you go to the Jorvik Centre? Wait, oh, it smells of poo a lot.
I walked past it and smelt it.
Yeah!
It was all right. But as you say, Ben, it kind of smelt like, you know... Number
like the
twos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No, and I remember going as a child, I walked past the chocolate place. There's a special chocolate place in York.
Nestle.
You can go like a history of chocolate museum sort of thing.
There's one of them in Brussels. Yeah.
I just wasn't interested enough.
No.
Like, I like
not
chocolate.
Not enough samples, Marv.
Really?
Not enough sampling going on. It was like, oh, it is literally just about chocolate, but no sampling.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
How?
Been doing some research into Lisbon, because I'm off there soon.
Yes.
Going to be going to the Belém Tower.
Did I tell you, I've told you about Superbok. I've told you about the various walks you can do. Have I told you about the dog dirt, Marv?
No, Ben.
There's a lot.
Is there?
Mm.
They don't pick it up?
No.
Right.
Mm.
This is Ben. I tell you what, Ben, fair play to you. I've been doing a lot of research. I've watched Travel Man. I've watched someone called Somebody Feed Phil, both of those in Lisbon. I've had emails from friends. I've done a lot of research about this. Not one person yet has mentioned, you know what's weird about Lisbon? Is all the dog dirt. Fair play to you.
And I like Lisbon.
Fair play to you. If that's true. On all the nice tiles?
Yep.
Oh, it's a shame.
And?
It? Why don't they pick it up, Ben?
Well, there's only two downsides to Lisbon, and it depends on your point of view. I mentioned the strange men who walk up and down Market Street with smelly pockets, let's say. And then there's the people who've just let the dogs do whatever they need to do.
Is it not the law over there you don't have to pick it up?
I don't know.
Well, have you not researched it? I had to research it right away.
I was only there for a day.
I'm going to research it right now, Ben.
Anyway.
So you've met Neil.
Yes.
Talk to me about his character, Ben. We're going to hear from him in a moment. How did he seem? Was he calm? Was he relaxed?
Neil in person. I have met Neil in person before.
No,
I've shared.
All right. Well, with the combined factor of the interview yesterday and your previous meetings with Neil, how did he seem in the interview, Ben? How did he seem?
Confident.
Yeah.
Relaxed. Buoyant. I've not used that word ever in my life. Buoyant. It sounds like something you'd hear on the Premier League show from one of these journalists in bunny ears.
Yeah. I've been doing some research this week, Ben, for actual part of my job, which has led me to researching whether globally people are getting sadder.
I think they are.
Yeah, there's actually been a lot of research, and I found a particularly interesting one today, which looks at the global. It interviews people out of 28 countries and builds up a global view of the general public's perception of business, government, media, and non-government organisations. These things. And for the first time ever in its history, it's like 40 years worth of doing this survey, all four are now in a level of distrust across the board.
You know what this is because?
What's that?
It's social media.
Well, they talk about that.
It's true.
Bizarrely, the only country actually to keep still going up is China. They're still just going, we're great. We are flipping great. Right, I've typed in the words dog dirt Lisbon, Ben.
Yep.
Oh, Why I Hated Lisbon by Rexy Adventures.
Don't click on that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to leave cookies on that person's website.
Rexy Adventures, here he is.
Okay.
Yes, I absolutely hated Lisbon, even surprised myself.
Oh.
It's like a revolution happened, but no one's bothered to clean it up.
That's harsh.
That's the greatest line I could have picked. All right.
There was a revolution.
Why was it so bad I had to
there?
Leave immediately? I don't have that pleasure. I've got a flight back 5 days later.
Anyway.
Should I click on images?
No, don't click on images. So
buoyant Neil Reynolds. Should we hear from him?
Yeah, let's hear from Neil Reynolds now. Obviously, a few of you might have heard this interview on Thursday and Friday, but we're going to play it again because we haven't got a pre-match interview because we've got no manager.
Yeah, all much content.
Oh, we've got loads of content.
Have we?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's hear from FC United's brand new, spanking new manager, Mr. Neil.
I know you're thrilled at using the word buoyant for the first time, but can you never say spanking again?
Brand spanking new.
I don't care if it's in the middle of the word brand and new. I just, you saying spanking is just...
too much.
Yeah.
Here's Neil Reynolds. So, a big welcome to FC United to Mr. Neil Reynolds. Hello, Neil. How's things?
Hi, Ben. All good. Thank you. All good.
I was going to say, you've not been officially welcomed to the club until FC United Radio has welcomed you. So welcome to the club. How does it feel?
Feels amazing. You know, it absolutely feels amazing. I'm overwhelming, honoured, privileged. You know, all the key words that go with the thought of, or the realisation of managing FC United. It's been a long 2.5 weeks. You know, the fans won't know, but we've been kind of back and forth the last 2.5 weeks, club to club, to enable these discussions and this opportunity to take place. So, you know, I've got to thank all parties for the professionalism along the way, and I'm just glad that the dreams have now become reality.
Now, obviously, we'll come to your legacy that you're leaving at Bamber Bridge and that kind of thing in a second. But what was it about this job at this stage of your career where you thought that's the one I want?
I think, Ben, you know, I haven't hidden this. I've been really vocal all the way along. Is, you know, when I stepped into the coaching, the assistant managing, the managing, that I've always wanted to manage at the highest level as I possibly could. I haven't hidden the fact that, you know, one day I want to be a professional football manager. And I was waiting for a club to be able to give me that platform. Bamber Bridge have done wonders for my career, and you know, we'll get onto that in a minute. But then all of a sudden FC United come knocking, and I can't think of many bigger football clubs and FC United, and people would say that, but you know, you're looking at the likes of York City, your Salford Cities, Chester Cities, and so on and so forth. FC United are equally, you know, up there, if not bigger. You only have to look at the fan base, the infrastructure, the new ground. Everything's built, and you know the history that they've created under Carl Margeson, under Greavesy, now under Chaddy, and you know, given the opportunity to take the club onto the next level is remarkable, and it's such an honour. And what people will quickly realise about me, Ben, is that you know I give my heart and soul into what I do, and what I'm going to do for FC United is deliver, and I can promise that.
Now, obviously, you come to this with some success under your belt at Bamber Bridge. Promotion last season from Step 4 in a very competitive Division 1 North in the NPL, plus a League Cup success as well. And that's been relatively quick as well in the managerial side of things. I mean, what have you learned at Bamber over recent years as assistant and as a manager as well?
I mean, I joined the club at 32, and I used to play for the club, but I joined at 32 as player-coach. I was then given the opportunity to be assistant manager, and I believe that I needed to learn. I needed to deepen my understanding about how it was operated in the dressing room, how to deal with people on a day-to-day basis. And I did that for 5 years. As well as the football side, I grew within my work and, you know, I'm a head teacher at a high school. So I know what it's like to manage people and lead people. I've had that knowledge and that experience along the way. And then when I got the opportunity to manage Bamber Bridge 22 months ago, I just had to take all them little bits of knowledge, all that little bit of learning that I've developed and turn it into reality. And, you know, people didn't think we'd ever win things at Bamber Bridge. We'd had a great time under Crowe, you know, playoff final defeats, etc. But it was about getting that the real deal now. Let's get a trophy. And when I took over, you know, in the January, it was about can we win the cup that season? And people thought it was a little bit bonkers to say that. At the end of the season, we went and won the silverware. We'd instilled a belief. We created a brand of football that enabled us to do that. And then all of a sudden, we literally won the trophy. And I came out and said, next season, I want to get promoted alongside South Shields and the Hydes and Scarboroughs of this world. And everybody wrote us off. You know, and I said to the paper right at the beginning that we'll go up this season. And it sounded a little bit arrogant, but it wasn't. It was the belief that we had in the dressing room. And I'd asked the playing staff, is that what you want? I'd asked the club, is that what you want? And if it's what you want, we'll go and get it. And we got it. You know, within 22 months, we built this philosophy that we're kind of, you know, we don't fear anybody. You know, we respect everyone. We don't fear anybody. And all that knowledge and experience and all that, you know, that success along the way it's just giving me, I just want more. I want more. And, you know, I look at the Conference North now and, you know, I look at FC United's position and I'm going to bring everything I've learned and I'm going to instill it into that dressing room. You know, I'm going to talk about the discipline, the instructions, the playing with a smile on your face, the you know, the shape that we work on religiously in training. And I'm going to lift it, I'm going to bring it, and we're going to instill it. And is it about winning football games? Everyone says, yeah, I argue that. I say it's all about taking on board what we're going to bring, and football wins will come along the way. You know, but don't put yourself under too much pressure about the relegation or staying up or the winning. If we build what we've built in the past, and the players and the club buy into that, we'll be all right. We'll be absolutely fine. That's a key message.
I mean, I was going to say to you, I mean, me and Swampy interviewed you after that Dudeson final a couple of years ago, and you said it on that interview on the NPL show. And at the time, we believed you. And there was an air of confidence about that. And like you say, hopefully you'll instill that interest to United for going forward. I mean, what is your assessment on? I mean, it's very early days, isn't it, for yourself? But what's your assessment of where FC United are at the moment and what changes can be brought in immediately to try and turn the ship around?
Winning becomes a habit, losing becomes a habit. You know, I've looked at that squad on paper, and that squad's got ability. You know, does the squad need more direction? Does it need more structure? Does it need more instructions about the shape or set pieces, etc.? I believe in that squad there, that squad is in a false position. And this is nothing against the current management regime. This is a squad that maybe is lacking in self-belief, maybe is lacking in quick fixes. And I think I can bring that in. Yes, I'm going to bring in two or three bits with me to improve that, and I think that will be expected from any manager. Yes, I'm going to bring some people behind the scenes that I trust with me, as well as keeping Chaddy, you know, because I think he's pivotal to what's going on at that club. But I think that it's literally one game at a time. You know, I'm not taking over in March or April where it's doom and gloom with six or seven games to go and we're rooted. No one likes to have 6 points on the board. No one likes to see FC getting beat. No one likes to, you know, have to get beat against Darlington at the weekend, etc. But it's happened. You know, you can't change what's happened. All we can do is address what's going to happen going forward. And I just genuinely believe that if them fans can pack into Broadhurst Park and see a different style and different brand of football and a different way of working, I think, you know, in a short space of time, we can turn around our fortunes. And, you know, if anyone who knows me, I'm going to put my life and soul into this. You know, this I won't accept defeat. I won't accept people giving less than, you know, 200% and you know, all their sleeves rolled up, etc. But with that comes the shape, the discipline, the structure, the routines, how we are together, how we travel as a squad, what we do before games, what we do after games, how we create that camaraderie, you know, and that's what I do. And that's what I do as well in having the football knowledge and knowing how to win football games. And that's what we're going to do at FC United and get that smile back on people's faces and, you know, get everyone behind each other, rowing in the same direction, and, you know, let's take it from there.
Now, obviously, because you've had such a long relationship with Bamber Bridge, you've got one more weekend with them this weekend, and then you're taking the reins on Monday and Tuesday, ready for the Brackley Town match next Saturday at Broadhurst Park. I mean, I'll get to your final thoughts in a second, but what's your message to Bamber Bridge before you leave this weekend?
I think there isn't a great deal of loyalty in football anymore. But the way that FC United and Bamber Bridge have worked together to enable me to take the team for the last game, so it's not just a goodbye during the week, it's not just a WhatsApp message, it's not just a note in the paper, it's actually a, you know, 10 years of service, thank you for everything you've done, and say goodbye and lead the team out. I think, you know, that in itself just shows that loyalty and the work that's happened behind the scenes from the two clubs. I can only thank that. Am I going to miss Bamber Bridge? Absolutely. You know, it's been a big part of my life. I've been there 10 years. I'm kind of fixture and fittings there. My little lad comes to every game with me. My dad comes to every game. And it's been part of my life. But I, it's me that said I'm ambitious. It's me that's wanting to progress as high as I can do. I feel I've left Bamber Ridge in a really good place. And I'd like to wish that, you know, the next manager and the team and the club every success in the future. I've enjoyed every part of the journey. I can only say thank you for them giving me the opportunity to step into football management, because without them, I wouldn't be here now with having the opportunity to manage FC United. But, you know, I've given everything to that club, and now I've been given the opportunity to manage a, you know, a fantastic club in FC United, and it's just a big thank you and it's a goodbye. But it's the next chapter now in my career. But I will leave with a heavy heart. But, you know, that's the end of that, and it's now about the future.
And heading to the future, then obviously it's Kidderminster this weekend is one thing, but then Brackley the week after at Broadhurst Park. I mean, we'll chat again next week before that Brackley match. But one last message from you, Neil, to the supporters heading to Broadhurst Park next Saturday.
Personally, I owe Brackley, and that's just from me. I owe Brackley. They knocked Bamber Bridge out the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup 3 or 4 years ago, and they let us know it at the end of the game. And you know, I thought my time might come against Brackley one time. And it is going to. It's going to be my first management game in charge. I know the two teams have come a long way. There's, you know, I don't look out for Brackley every week, but it's the kind of game I've gone, here we go. You know, this is my opportunity to put it right. And it's not just about that game. It's obviously about that game propelling us and being a springboard about what's going to happen in the future. But I'm going to work with the squad next week. I'm going to hopefully have them in 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Hopefully, you know, they'll take on board what we're going to create, and they'll take that onto match day. All I hope for is that, yes, it was 2,000 on against Darlington, but let's pack it. Let's pack it out. Let's come and see you know, maybe a different style of football. Let's get behind the lads. You know, make your opinions known on the pitch. Get right behind them. And who knows? You know, no one will fancy FC United beating Brackley because they're riding high in the league. But, you know, football's a funny old game, isn't it? And, you know, there's a new manager in charge, and there's going to be a new ethos and a new feeling around the ground. And why can't we win? You know, I'll go into every game to get maximum points. So, you know, I'm not going to look at a league table. I'm going to look at, you know, one game at a time and winning football games for FC United. And that's my sole goal. And, you know, along the way, we'll have a good time and we'll enjoy the ride.
Well, Neil Reynolds, new permanent manager at FC United, a big thank you for joining us. Good luck with Bamber Bridge this weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
Neely, 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 Reynolds. Nearly, 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 Reynolds. We are the fans of FC, and we're here to see Neil. We're gonna get our Reynolds on. I'm trying to riff a.
There's already a chant doing the rounds of "We don't need no education," and it's something they're like a
headmaster reference.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Well, I like mine. Yeah. I would expect some kind of feedback from you, Ben, except for what you're doing. I think it's quite clear what I was doing. Right, so Neil Reynolds there.
Yeah.
He comes across very well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I was thinking back, Ben, to the day that we used to interview people at our old work. Do you remember?
Yes.
And if someone had come in with that level of enthusiasm, Ben, I would have given them the keys to the store. You know, when we were running that little record store, you know, back in Yarm.
The thing is that, you know, I interview managers all the time.
All right, gloaty.
And you do get...
I interview temps all the time.
You do get a sense of people based on those interviews. If you interview someone more than once, you do get... You either start to dread interviewing them or like interviewing them.
Yeah, it gets both ways.
Neil Reynolds has always been a pleasure to interview.
Always been a pleasure.
Always. God, yeah. So... There's obviously other managers who are also a pleasure to talk to as well, just to say. But
he did say at one point, football's a funny old game, though, isn't it? Which he lost points with me for. He was doing very well. And if I'd been interviewing him, I would have fed back to him very honestly at the time. Said, thank you for coming in, Neil. You had, I'll be honest, you had the job.
We are using a point scoring method here this interview process.
You had the job, Neil. Unfortunately, then you came out with a cliche. The cliche...
Oh, in fact, you're mad up because I've embarrassed myself.
I've embarrassed myself.
You've got the job.
Welcome in, Neil.
So I wonder what
he's going to do, what he's going to change, Ben.
Well, it's good that Chad is staying.
Are we the kind of club that if we were at that level and people were interested in just endless stories out of the club at a national level?
Yeah, which we used to be before Salford turned up with a... Course of 92, me.
Yeah, all their money and stuff.
Now, how many times do you have to go, no.
I want to build a hotel. You can't. I'll build it over there. All right.
When you say over there, that's Liverpool. Oh, no. Jamie. Stop spitting on me.
So, I forgot what point. Oh, yeah. If we were of that ilk, are we the kind of club that this point would be said something like, well, when FC United hire a new manager, you know, it really is changing the way the entire club works, and the manager has to tie into the ethos of the place, and we're expecting to see big changes. Or is it kind of like a manager that comes in like a football coach, he just sticks on the training field, gets the job done?
The problem we've got is the fact that we had a squad at the start of the season under Tom Greaves. That then quickly became apparent that squad wasn't up to it. Chaddy comes in, totally changes the squad, and now we're at this point. So, and it's only October.
Are you expecting a new management team?
He said in an interview he's going to bring in his own people. He's going to keep Chaddy. Because Chaddy, Renault in the world that he works in, and in non-league football, it's in that M65 corridor between Preston and Burnley. Classic corridor. And obviously that's also a corridor where Chaddy's also moved around in with his Charlie connection. Mm-hmm. So they rub shoulders and you know, I think respect each other and that kind of thing. So that's fine. The problem we've got is, obviously, Chaddy's brought in a few good players on loan, a few younger players, but we are stuck with this contracted players business, which is eating up a lot of the playing budget every week. Which is the problem we've got. And most of these players aren't playing.
So what's the plan?
I don't know what the plan is. Chaddy was doing a good job with what he had.
What's our plan for getting Neil to have his own show on FC?
Well, it depends on how he takes to one more cup of coffee for the Brackley match. That's going to be like make or break.
Right.
Because I've asked Swampy to come back for that. Because I think it's right that he should be there for the first one.
Sure.
But he's not.
Oh.
So it's going to be me and Paul and Emily, I'd imagine. So it's going to be, you know, how are you?
No, I mean, like, you know, what music is he into? When does he want to put his show out?
I've no idea. I
think he's a funk guy or, like, Northern Soul.
I'm going to suggest he's a typical indie kind of guy.
Yeah?
I reckon back in the day he had long hair.
Right.
And he enjoys a bit of your classic shindy in G.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, oh, God.
You know that chord that sounds like every single song from 1995?
There did she go, that G.
That G.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, for those people who are unaware, there is a chord on the guitar which sounds like every indie song. It's amazing. When I discovered it, Marv, back in today, I was like, oh, I could do so much with this! And then I realised that...
God, listen to me, I'm Oasis.
Then I realised that everyone else had beat me to it. And that was just in 1966, Marv.
I know, mate, I know. Right, should we have this song?
Yeah. So, go to the Buffy folder.
All right.
Oh, no, first off, you need to do the Shindig Pick of the Week music, which is Tequila. Come on, go to the bed. Let's do this properly,
Marv. Been a while, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, there it is, right there.
All right. You've got that sound up. It's a nice multitasking this week, isn't it, Benny? Nice. So. Version of it,
all right. Let's go. And now it's now time for the
Shindig Pick of the Week.
Over to you, Ben.
Over to you, Ben, to tell us what's the Shindig Pick of the Week this week.
Well, Marv, this week, no, it's not working for me. This. I can't remember.
Pick of the Week. Shindig. Pick of the Week. That's right, the Shindig Pick of the Week, ladies.
I feel like I let you
I'm
down,
now going to hand over to Ben, who's going to tell us all about this week's Shindig Pick of the Week. Ben, what is this week's Pick of the Week?
Well, Marv, I noticed this song had just come out, and I was like, oh, I remember that band from the 90s, and they didn't do songs in G, they did all kinds of stuff.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I thought to myself,
Gila.
Oh, that's a weird.
Yes, yeah, strange version.
Right, so it's They Might Be Giants.
Yay!
And they've got a new single out called The Communists Have the Music.
There was something very odd about They Might Be Giants albums. I always wondered whether it was intentional or not, Ben. You ever listened to many full albums?
Not
of
full
them
albums.
Every third song, Ben, is good. It's a very consistent theme with They Might Be Giants. Doesn't make much sense.
But you know, we're...
Birdos in Your Soul, track number 9.
Oh.
All right, it all fits.
Now, obviously, the song is political. The communists have the music. But I think we live in dangerous times, as you know, Marv. It's getting a bit hairy out there.
I don't know that, Ben. I try to avoid the news these days.
You can't avoid
it. I distrust the media.
Tequila.
I got it.
And this song...
You're supposed to be doing the sound, aren't you?
I feel like this song is all about Hungarian post-erotic funk.
Yay!
Because I can only assume that they've listened to that album and gone, you know what, the communists did have the best music.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is what this song is about, and there's a message in there, kids.
What's the message?
The communists have the best music.
Oh, so the message is the name of the song?
Yeah.
Weird, it's not really much of a message, is it?
Tequila!
All right, They Might Be Giants.
I got handed an Ayn Rand sandwich straight from the can. It tasted so bland. I asked a lass to pass me a glass of Engels' Conditions of the Working Class. Right away they dragged me to the committee to explain my un-American activity. They're gonna see they made a mistake if they'd only let me play my mixtape.
Ben, can I just say, this is absolutely brilliant. We're going to start this again because I've interrupted it, but this is classic They Might Be Giants. I don't know exactly where the chorus is going to go, but I'm excited about finding out.
It's got a good bridge as well.
Has it?
Yeah.
Of course
about
it
fascists.
God.
Where the fascists have got the uniforms, but I don't like wearing uniforms.
It's been ages since you brought a pick of the week.
Yeah.
That I've gone, you know what, this is brilliant. I'm going to start this again, Ben. Introduce it properly.
This is the brand new single from They Might Be Giants, a new up-and-coming band from North America.
From the 90s.
And this is, who don't like to play songs in G, this is The Communists Have the Music. Other political ideologies are available, of course.
That was brilliant. And it led me to go back to They Might Be Giants, just looking at all their albums, thinking to myself, what is the name of that album that I like? I'll play every third song. But goodness knows where it is, because they've done like 12 albums in the last 10 years.
They're flying under the radar, Marv.
They're doing like 20 songs on every album, Ben. One of the albums is called No, Deluxe Edition,
right,
in 2010. Yep. Track 1 is called No. Track 2 is called No. They're different track lengths, Ben, but they're all called No. Up until track 12, when it's called I Am Not Your Broom. Then there's another 12 tracks called No. Ben, what I'd like to ask you is which No track... I've got to listen to a clip of this.
The third, obviously.
Of course it's going to be the third, isn't it? Yeah. Let's have a little listen to... This is track 3 from the album No by The Might Be Giants. This track's called No. So weird.
In a future time,
children will work together.
Right, so that's track three. Clearly brilliant. This is track six. I need not play no more, Ben. That's track nine. Every one divisible by three, remember, ladies and gentlemen.
The Edison Museum, not open to the public. Its haunted towers rise into the clouds above it.
But that rhyme in itself is brilliant. And let's just have a quick blast of track 12, which is I Am Not Your Broom.
Now, broom, you must now sweep for me. The dust, it fills my room.
No, John, I will not sweep for you, for I am not your broom.
What? I mean, you'll be lucky, Ben. You'll be lucky if I don't open the show with that song every single week for the rest of the year.
Just before...
I mean, we're in October, so you've not got long to go. But that, Ben, good God, that's good.
Now, we're going to do our other football... review in a second. Football loosely.
You enjoy it now, so stop it.
Padded bumping, I believe, is the right phrase for it. I'd like
padded bumping with a concussion rule.
I'd just like to mention Strictly Come Dancing, Marv, because I've not spoken to you since the Ferrari that's broken out, Marv. Sean Walsh,
honest, Ben,
who you thought had died.
don't, because I realised who I meant later, yeah, didn't I? So don't do that.
So basically, there was a bit of controversy. Now, obviously, over the years, there's been various celebrity controversies.
The Strictly curse.
But one of the things you expect is...
professionalism.
No, you don't.
Oh, sorry.
You expect one of the professional dancers to cop off with a celebrity.
Yeah,
that happens every series. And it's encouraged, nearly. Because people go...
But Ben, you don't find out. You don't find out till after, Ben. They maintain this
air. Some of them get married and then go out with each other and all kinds of stuff.
Get married and then go out with each other. That's surprising.
Before
that's
that.
A turnaround.
Yeah, and then they're happy for their professional partner to go back on the show for the next series, not realising the mistake the previous partner made.
Yeah,
no,
mate.
Let me say
this about it, Ben.
Isn't it?
Hashtag orcs. All right? I mean, I think that sums up the situation perfectly, Ben.
But it's
I don't understand why they were doing it. They knew
no,
this.
No, Marv.
They knew there was a
case. Wrong angle.
What?
Who cares?
I care, Ben. Well, let me tell you this. I'm surprised how much I care about this. I surprised myself because I was forming an opinion in my own brain, which I felt like I'd read from the Daily Mail, but it was definitely my own opinion. I was like, how do I feel I'm disgusted, Ben. I am absolutely disgusted.
Why?
That people would go on the TV, take my license my license fee. Yeah, that's my money, Ben, that they're spending on beers and dancing and flirting, Ben, when they should be maintaining a professional image. Right? Strictly, Ben, means more to people than just you and I. It sets an example for the kids, Ben. And what is this future of this country without the kids? We've got nothing, Ben. We've not even got the rest of Europe anymore. They're turning their backs at us, giving us the old double finger. Oh, Ben.
But it's just a kiss in the back alley.
Then,
what's the problem?
Ayo, then, Ben, I realised the brilliance of it. I was watching the Sunday night show going, I want you two off my Strictly, because I'm involved now. Good God, if I could vote people off, I would have voted a lot.
Which you can.
I know, you vote for people you want to stay. If I could vote people off, I would have been voting a lot. Anyway, I was there surprised, Ben. They're surprised they made it through. And they were clearly surprised
It was a good Charleston.
It was a good Charleston, Ben. I'm not going to deny them that. I liked the fact that they didn't hug at all. The rest of them, arm in arm, all the way through. They were very separate,
The surprised look on their face
when they got through was tremendous.
The best bit was how the programme dealt with the whole situation, in the fact that I've never seen this before. They had a Charleston expert with them, warming up with them.
There's been criticisms about that, Ben, from the other dancers, I understand.
And clearly, she was there as some kind of chaperone.
Yeah, we know that she wasn't really a dance choreographer so much as just an argument
sorter.
And
that then leads me to the point of, who cares?
Oh, I care, Ben.
But she was only there just to make sure the programme didn't go, well, we left them on their own for a bit. They're adults, who cares?
Well, you have to care these days, Ben, because if you know, something had happened.
It's 2018. Who cares?
Her husband? I don't know.
Well, let them deal with it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't go on Twitter going, I'm leaving.
Is that what's happened?
Yeah. She said, Sean Walsh.
Yeah.
his girlfriend went on Twitter. And
oh, no, I think that was fair enough.
I'm turning down publicity and then go on Twitter and say exactly what you're going to say.
I was all right with it. I was absolutely fine with it. It was her birthday.
Oh, was it her birthday?
It was her birthday. And he sent...
The fact you know that...
It was her birthday.
Exactly, that's just the problem. It's like, who cares? It's none of your business or mine. Just let him
go. It is because he's on TV taking my money, Ben. That's why it's my business. That's why it's my business.
He's doing a fine job of being a comedian on a reality show.
No, he's not. He's doing a fine job of being a turd. Oh, yeah, that's right. I said it. Sorry, kids. I appreciate this, like Strictly, is a family show.
I just think it's ridiculous.
The whole thing's ridiculous, Ben, but I'm involved.
Next up on Loose Women. Who cares? Why are you still on?
So, quick review of the National Football League from the United States.
Football
League
Bunny is. It's actually called the National Padded Bumping League.
Ben, I'm going to read out some scores to you and ask you whether you care or not.
Okay.
The Eagles beat the Giants. Nope. Okay. The Colts played. Does that have any interest?
Nope.
All right, how about the Steelers, Ben?
No.
All right. The Browns, you like the Browns?
I do like the Browns, yeah.
Yeah, they lost again. They have won one game this season, but they're currently on a... Sorry, they've won two games.
Oh.
They're currently on a win two, lost three, drawn one.
Oh.
They only drew that one game because...
Can I ask
really,
you a question?
They had a lot of opportunities to win.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, mate.
How has it become so popular?
It's just a good sport, and people are tired of football in this country.
But there's other sports available.
Match of the Day has effectively killed... Match of the Day, Premier League, Sky Football. It's killed football.
I think
it's too much analysis.
Yeah.
It's just done.
But isn't
the analysis of NFL is still quite interesting and different tactically. So it's like, oh, okay, I see why they chose to... this is an interesting sport if I can learn enough about it. And I certainly am fully hooked now because I've watched it three seasons in a row and I feel like I get it.
A bit like Strictly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ben. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
I tell you what I did watch. I watched the New England game against...
Come on, Ben.
Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right. Who have won all of their games
It was a great game.
Was it a good
game? Yes. And I let Dylan watch a bit of it as well, and he enjoyed it. And, you know, once he got over the idea that it's like rugby, but the ball goes forwards.
Sure.
And they're a lot more protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to put the ball down.
Yeah.
You just have to catch it.
Yeah.
Or throw the... or put your hand over the line with the ball.
I mean, you get why they're protected, don't you?
Yeah, that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, Mav. If they weren't protected like that, they wouldn't crunch so hard.
Yeah, but you can attack them without them looking the way you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
In rugby, because everyone's moving in the same
That's
direction,
not true.
You can generally, Ben, it's not like you're looking up in the air and then you get cracked in the back.
That's exactly what happens.
Very rarely, Ben. This is like...
Most fullbacks will tell you, Mav, in rugby... Both codes.
Oh, God, I hate rugby.
Both codes.
I hate rugby so much.
It's
worse than rowing.
What?
Yeah.
In what way?
In the way that it's worse than rowing. I'd rather watch a week of the Oxbridge.
You'd like rugby league because it's end to end. It goes one way, then back, and then forward. There's no hiding places.
I'd rather watch NFL. The game that came to London a couple weeks ago and the end of games week six was Seahawks Raiders, and the Raiders were absolutely appalling.
And Wembley's not being sold now.
Oh no! Yeah,
no, he's pulled out.
Couldn't get the support from the FA that he wanted.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
He was a bit concerned that these fellow chairmen wouldn't back the move. He was giving a lot of power to one particular football owner.
Which one?
The Fulham football owner.
Right.
In the guy who was actually trying to buy Wembley for his NFL.
Well, there's no point buying stuff unless you get power for it, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a lot of power you're giving to one person.
That's why I don't give no money to charity. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars were awful against the Dallas Cowboys. I think it's generally considered the Dallas Cowboys are going to do nothing this year, but... seemingly, the Jacksonville Jaguars just wanted to give them the game. It's ridiculous. And it's nice to see the 49ers give it a nice go.
Yeah.
But they fell short against the Green Bay Packers by 3 points. But that's my highlights of the week.
Speaking of giving it a good go, Theresa May, Mav, just before we leave this week's show.
I don't care about any of it at all.
Don't you? I'm at that stage where I just think it's not going to happen, so move on. But it's like fair play for giving it a good go anyway. You're doing a good job of trying to keep this thing going. It reminds me of the producers of Loose Women. Everyone knows the show's done. Everyone knows that it's not got many more episodes left. But they're giving it a good go.
They're trying, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying. And they're trying more outlandish things by the day.
Yeah, Ben. I mean, I've got very little to say on it. Just I struggle to form an opinion these days. So part of it, part of me thinks that this is all just the panic that the media is trying to create around it, and doing a pretty good job of it. For anyone that cares at all, is generally worried. There's a lot of people that couldn't care less, and they're fine, like me. But for anyone that cares, they're pretty worried, and that's pretty smart. Because really, in these deals, what happens if you were to? If we'd talked about this at the start of it, we would have agreed eventually through a long discussion that we're not going to get to a deal before very close to the deadline, because the closer the deadline comes, people have to start negotiating properly then. But it's whether it gets to some kind of a point that can't be agreed, an impasse.
The problem is that they will get to a deal, they will, but it won't get voted through.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is pointless.
So it would just be basically a waste of 3 years.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we'll have another referendum, we'll agree to stay just because it's too complicated. That's the best British reason to not do it. Just, oh, I can't do the paperwork. I work in a legislative job, as you know, Ben, and the money that would be required just to change a series of words in the UK legislation for all of the different things that be affected by Brexit, good God, we wouldn't get that done for 20 years.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're still working in my job. We work under a version of an act from 1985. Good grief.
I think it's... Just strap yourselves in, everyone. It's going to be interesting to watch.
No, it's going to be boring.
It'll be interesting to watch. It'll be interesting
all
to watch.
I hope is that in the final week... When is the deadline?
It's coming up. Well, no, that's when we leave. There'll have to be a vote before then.
Whatever it is, the vote, the leaving date, I hope we get some kind of countdown clock projected on Manchester Town Hall.
Skyer on it.
Exactly. We're going to see some extreme coverage.
Adam Bolton will be on the roof of Manchester Town Hall.
With Brian May next to him.
With Brian May next to him. Yeah. In a Badger outfit.
And Bez.
And Bez, yeah, with some maracas.
Yeah, and Andy Burnham up there, so he can stand up there and I can say, Andy, what have you been doing?
Stop doing photo opportunities and fix the bloody trains, will you?
Fix the... Manchester's three train stations are in the worst top 10 in the country. We've talked about rough sleeping before. The Mobikes have been removed due to vandalism. Not the Mobikes, whatever they were called. Those bicycles...
I thought they were canal boats.
That's basically the problem, Ben. People like you threw them in the canal.
I didn't throw them in the canal. I thought they were a great idea.
There's too much vandalism of them, so the scheme has been removed from the city. These, Ben, are desperate times. And I'm concerned, and I'm moving. I'm just going to leave.
Where are you going to?
Trent.
Trent? That's Nottingham, isn't it?
Fine.
Why don't you just go to Germany or something like that? Because you can speak a Deutsch, can't you?
Ich kann speak Deutsch, yes.
Why don't you say goodbye to the listener like you would do back in the old days in a foreign language, Marv?
Also, vielen Dank für hören Sie Shindig Breakfast Show mit Ben und Marv. Und ausgehen zu Zimmer. Und ich bin ein bisschen Schinken. Potentially.
Why did you say that like a villain in Indiana Jones, Marv?
That's my German
character. Speaking of which, did you see what Donald Trump's wife, Melania, is that her name?
Melania.
Yeah, what she wore to Egypt. She literally wore the gear of the baddie in Indiana Jones.
Which baddie? The Temple of Doom?
No, not the Temple of Doom. That was in India, Marv.
Yeah,
the first one.
Oh, right.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah.
The bad... Oh, no. The French guy?
It was a bowler hat thing with... You know, the safari hat?
Oh, I know. Exactly.
The French guy. Yeah. It was literally like that. Yeah. Oh. It was... I was amazed she's actually seen the film. But clearly she has.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. She's obviously not seen the ending. Or maybe she's planning on remaking the film and getting the ending she wants. Anyway, so that is the end. David Copperfield. I said that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, before you go, I've got a spoiler for you, everyone.
Is it a spoiler?
Well, it was in the 1980s.
Yeah, I don't think
I watched a YouTube video on how David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
How did he do it, Ben?
Marv, have a guess first before I do that.
Mirrors.
Not mirrors.
Not mirrors?
Not mirrors. So, just to set it up, right. It's a TV show.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it looked like.
It's a TV show. They've got an audience there, about 100 people, in a studio on an island next to Liberty Island.
Like, looking at it live?
Looking at it live.
Not through a TV screen or anything?
No, there's a screen around it, but that's just a curtain, right? So, the screen's there. They can see the Statue of Liberty. And it's actually the Statue of Liberty. There's no illusions or anything like that. Okay. It's there right in front of them. They're in the middle of the bay there in New York, looking at it. The curtains draw. Then the reveal, and it's gone.
It's gone, mate.
It's gone.
How much of it's gone?
All of it.
You still see the island that it stands on?
No.
The whole thing's gone?
The whole thing's gone. How did they do that?
Three guesses.
Okay, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Mirrors.
No mirrors.
Two. A really big sheet.
I should say it's night time as well.
Yeah, I remember it's not. Okay. Number two, a big sheet.
No. It would have to be a really big sheet, Marv, as well.
Number three, the BoJack Horseman get out for this. Explode the Statue of Liberty. Just blow it up.
No, because then they close the curtains again. Couple of moments. Statue of Liberty's back.
Good grief.
Then there's no lights.
Not mirrors.
There's no lights being switched off either.
So why is it?
Basically, and I don't know if this is true or not, this is on the YouTube video and it makes perfect sense to me. The studio is on a circle.
Oh, it's rotated.
And it's rotated ever so slightly, just to face the other way.
What, and they didn't notice?
No, because they're on a boat, essentially.
Oh, God, that's good.
Isn't that clever? I was amazed by that. I thought, fair play.
So there's no other kind of points of reference on the horizon?
No, because it's nighttime. Isn't that clever?
It'd been good if there was like a boat out there or something like that. Spinning a big light. Can someone...
Can you tell that guy to move his boat? He's ruining my trick.
I also got to learn how to do the pouring the water in the newspaper trick.
And then
tear the newspaper up, there's no water.
How's that done?
There's a hole in the jug and there's another jug on the outside. So when they pour the water, it goes into the gap.
Good God. I love magic.
I know, isn't that amazing?
It's great, isn't it?
And on that note, speaking of magic... Good luck, everyone. FC United against Kidderminster is coming up at 2:30. Do miracles happen?
We'll find out.
Will David Copperfield or David Blaine or Darren Brown turn up?
Darren.
Will Darren Brown turn up this afternoon?
If Darren Brown turns up, make no bloody odds at all.
With his brother, Darren, and sort FC United out this afternoon for their trip to Kidderminster.
Come on, Neil.
2:30 p.m. here on FC Radio.
See ya.
Bye.